Uyazi umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Chisa!
Today we have your weekly entertainment scoop. I am Mudiyagi Mashamaite, reporter with Times Live, and today I am definitely not alone. I am joined by multimedia producer Tabo.
Hi, Tabs. Hi, how are you? Feels good to be back. Just alive.
Of course,
weekly rap.
Zako. And we also have Kumutso.
Hey, I'm Johnny Tabo.
I'm fine.
Good to be here.
So let's get into the biggest news of entertainment this week.
It's been such a feisty week.
I mean, it's been like from
BET awards to like people getting ready for the July. I mean, you know.
$3 million.
That was a sad story. I don't think you should laugh about that.
No, that's a sad story. Let's start with Babes Would Do More.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Let's start a bit somber. First up, we have Ubabes, who sent an emotional, you know, message to her late husband.
Oh, so touching.
And she shared this on Instagram. And for those who don't know, Mampintsha passed away in 2022, December, from a stroke. And when I listened to that VN, I was just like, oh my God.
She knows how to like grab the heart, man. Babes, like, but I like how she's, you know, she's kind of healing from this. I think she's better than, I think he passed away in 2022, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. She's better than, I think it was end of 2021, actually, guys. Was it 2022?
No, 2022.
Yes, it was 2022, I remember. I was in KZN that month, you know. And I just like how she's trying her best to heal from this.
Yeah, man. Grief is just such a weird thing. It creeps up on you at the... And it does.
And you don't get over it. You know, as they say, time heals, but you never forget. You can never forget that. You know what I mean? So I'm just glad how she's trying her best, you know, to heal. I mean, also her sending that tribute is a way of also healing. You know, I guess they always tell me to write things down when I'm angry, when I'm sad.
That's true.
So I think also for her, that's some sort of counseling.
I hope she is seeing someone and speaking to someone about it, because...
Yeah, you definitely need to see somebody. It's a very dark place. I mean, I remember when I lost my mom. It's traumatic. You don't get over it, but you heal from it, I guess, eventually. But you never forget or get over it.
But in case you missed it, here's what Babes had to say.
Given was one thing, you can't get this inside.
So moving right along, we now have Upasta.
Pastor Mufasa.
I'm gonna reserve my comments. Look, he found Jesus.
He found Jesus.
Good for him, man.
Which is
good
a great thing.
Yeah.
We have Casper Nyovest, who maybe to everyone's surprise, I didn't think this was a surprise, honestly.
Look, this is my opinion. Cash knows how to make money. Casper knows how to make money. And I'm not saying, no, who's ever listening, I'm not bashing on Casper, but isn't this another way to make money for him?
Money moves.
Because pastors make money in this country.
They do.
Look at Pastor Bougie.
The church business?
I'm not saying that he's not really a follower of God, but if you look at the sense at how church has become such a business,
doom pastors, baba di doom.
No, I don't think that's what Pori was. What's that thing called of his? Holy Spirit, Biliano. But anyway, but I think this is a good not move. I don't want to say move, but this is good for Kaz.
Yeah.
That he's actually encouraging young people to actually pray and believe in the word of God. But I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. This might be another money-making scheme. It's my opinion.
I hope not. I hope it's been genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah. In case you missed it, the award-winning rapper took to the pulpit this week to preach about addiction and finding his identity with Christ at a church in, I believe, Durban.
And called... it takes so much to confess. And so I props to him also for that, for coming out and saying, this is where my life was at and now I found Jesus. And not a lot of us can confess our sins. Chomotso, can you confess your sins?
Yeah, I mean, I can confess my sins.
Oh, please.
No, I don't care.
Oh, please.
Just looking at you, Jay. Whether you'd rather we...
Congregation is out.
You know what I mean? But props to him
for
the motivation, I guess, and the inspiration. You know what I mean? So props to Cass, man. Props to Cass. Hopefully it's not a money-making scheme, because he is a businessman at the end of the day. You know what I mean? And he knows how to make them coins.
So in case you missed it, here's what the Doc Shebeleza hitmaker told congregants.
We have to stop this mentality that God has two hands, a band of cursing and blessing. No, he's our Father. You understand? We make the decisions. He gave us free will. He gave us free will. You make the decisions that takes you there. When you get there, you say, God is teaching me something. No. Follow his word and tell me if you'll ever be in trouble. It's boring, but it's the best way. Do you get what I'm saying? We should not forget, my time is up. We should not forget that we have an enemy. The enemy is Satan. When you are confused, it's Satan. When you are fearful, it's Satan. When you are depressed, it's Satan. It can never be God. If it does not feel like love, it could never be God. And he says, this is the place where I am today, and I'm learning about, he says, a place of rest. If you are a Christian and you are in the right place, you need to be restful. You cannot be in church worried about who's condemning you, because God does not condemn you. You cannot be scared of coming to church because people know your business. You are not in the right place.
Up next, you guys spoke briefly about this in the beginning, where there is fire.
Hey.
Or rather, where they smoke.
No, guys, that's a sad story. And I don't think we should, like, it's so sad. And that house was completely burnt down, man. Like, whoever,
right?
I don't know.
That house looked abandoned.
You can't say that.
Have you ever seen abandoned homes
in Randburg? That does not, that looks like a house that literally burnt down now. Like, literally, honestly, I don't know. I feel so sorry for her and what she went through. But man, burnt to ashes.
Yeah, and just to give context for people that don't know what happened, actress Ino Sadiki and her husband lost their 3 million home in a fire.
Mm.
A lot of people are actually saying that she did it on purpose, while some think
But you know, that crossed my mind. I'm not going to lie to you. But then I think about, why would she do that though?
Of course. I think a lot of people really felt like maybe she did it on purpose because of the videos that she was posting. And just straight after a fire, I don't think the immediate thought is to ask people around you to take videos of you, if that's what happened. Because... I mean, straight after the fire.
As our PR reached that level in South Africa, where we now come up with stuff to get clout.
That's not a...
She's saying it's a home. How do we know? You know what I mean? How do we know that that's not a home? Mm-hmm. And obviously, you're taking video as a piece of maybe evidence.
Testimony.
Oh, no, also evidence.
Okay,
I don't know, like to say, this is how my home looked.
She's, I mean, but would you post that on social media?
But she's a public figure at the end of the day, right? You know, she is, and people are gonna find out somewhere.
Until Mzotola is Tombe.
I don't know.
But she does have Instagram pictures where she looks like she's in a fancy home.
I mean, the husband also posted the house and it had couches.
That house. That house looks abandoned.
There's abandoned. Have you seen abandoned homes in Yeovil?
Yeah.
So,
by
the way, also. Homoto is saying the house is abandoned because there was pictures of Dr. Musa that went viral of him at the plot, and it definitely looked like the house was abandoned.
I don't trust a person who drinks Hunters.
I feel like...
I don't trust people who drink Hunters, especially Hunters dry. Yo, I don't trust people who literally drink Hunters dry.
I don't know. No. I feel like those pictures are old.
No, listen.
But also, I don't think the house
today
is
we've got a controversial figure.
What? I don't trust controversial people. Do you guys trust people who drink Hunters dry? It's gonna lie in your face, that person. You know what I mean? No, guys. Listen. I didn't see the pictures of Musa.
Yeah.
So maybe if you can explain to me how they looked, maybe I would like sympathize
and say
maybe
it was grass in the house. It was vacant. Basically. Like, it was just
a dining room.
It was just.
But how do you know that's her home? You know,
but I feel like she probably renovated the house and. Yes. You know.
Because like social media, but before, mm-hmm. before the fire, mm-hmm. the actual house. Mm-hmm. After the fight.
But how do you know? How do you prove with him? But how do you know if Musa's pictures are Ino's home?
But I feel like those pictures were old. But anyway, let's move on. I really hope that she gets her house back and that everything gets.
I just hope she heals from this also, you know, because it's so terrifying. Why would you go, you know, burn? I can't believe you guys are thinking she would actually go burn her house.
I'm not saying she went to burn the house. No, wait, I'm not saying she went to burn the house. I just feel like taking videos and just like parading it on social media is a bit like.
But Chumi, listen, as I'm saying to you, maybe it's for proof, for some, maybe to send home.
Wait, she doesn't need to send the proof to us.
No, what if she has cousins and then someone leaked it on social media? She posted it on social media. But then she was like, maybe she's a public figure. You know, you like sympathize. You know, you like when people sympathize for you. We all like it.
No, I just feel like it's a bit of a sensitive topic, and it should
it is. Yeah, you're right, but I don't think
she can give us a testimony in 5 years' time. In 3
you're right
months
in
time.
The wrong way.
Right
because
now,
lapa,
it's not necessary.
And like PR level,
but
that.
It's
not
necessary. It's PR levels, it's a PR exercise.
For me, my view is that it's a PR exercise.
I don't know.
To be fair, she also just recently lost her church. So, might be a bit of a...
What are they? I mean, this lady was being...
She's going through a lot.
She was being moved because of her character. Now she's losing her home.
PR.
But anyway...
But for what? What is she gaining? Sorry, Didi. Before we move on, what is she gaining? What is she gaining, guys? If this is PR, what is she gaining? More followers?
Sympathy.
What does that benefit you? It doesn't improve your bag. No, it doesn't improve anything. You just get more followers. Then what? Come on, guys.
Also,
since I acted on Skim Sam, maybe I'm popular enough.
Wait, what is the one thing we all want to gain in life? The bag, right?
But also, why did she tag brands in that post? Why did she tag?
But also, I saw her, she had an account of people sending her money.
She had a whole like.
What's her name? Yolanda from Big Brother had a whole, you know, people were sending her money.
Guys.
We didn't find anything wrong there.
Nah.
Well, if you need help, you need help. She can't afford it. That's
like
a. That's
that
a...
though? It's a bit much.
So, no. But I don't trust people who drink Hunter's Dry. Moving on.
Moving on, Soul Candy's DJ Terrence got caught up in a scam. Komoto, you spoke to him recently. What did he say?
Listen, we are all scammed some way now.
But the sad part, we live amongst fraudsters.
But we do.
I'm shy 6 blocks.
6,000.
And we told her, I got the plan from East London.
It's not a lot of money.
6K, we move on. Those are bloody frosters.
Ah, guys.
No, I'm joking, guys. Six, like any kind of money, even if it was 20 rand, it still would have been.
Kabanga, flight in from East London. phone ayo
ulend ungana mali
ulend afsana new
and it's also sad. I mean you can imagine she was probably just like thinking in his flight that I have plans for that.
Oh, he's probably thinking, oh no, I'm gonna eat something. You know that moment before you land, oh, I can't wait for that mug of bean.
You know, you're literally like planning.
And
the plus has
most I'm a teachers, I'm a cheapskate, but Tilang I'm a ride.
No, according to who? No, according to
Lalan. But she, I suppose I'm a ride, it's London. So I didn't use my card. But I wonder why he bang shang a fraud.
But how was he scammed? Wait, how was he scammed? Did he just start seeing money get out of his account?
I'm a notification.
But then you stop your card, you stop everything.
You stop it. Why go branch? So go branch, you ask, but like anti-fraudulent, what you need to call.
That sounds like a... I don't want to mention the name, but it sounds like that bank with the tree.
I'm not going to say anything, but there has been a bank. It's quite blue.
Yeah, it's blue color, and there's a tree.
You know, that has been trending this week because of apparent fraudulence that has been going on there.
That's why I referenced it. I was like,
you know, but bank. They did say that none of that has been happening.
Yeah,
it was just one of those end of the month things. But I feel like
they're starting to be like Captech. Not Capitec, month end, you start seeing the app not working. You know, someone says Capitec will one day run away with all of our money. Which now the other bank is becoming like a Capitec.
Let's hear what he had to say.
Basically, I saw some transactions getting out of the account and I was surprised. And then I looked at my account, like the transaction done. And basically, that's what happened. People need to be careful out there, even if you have your cards and stuff. There's people out there that will fail. You have to basically call the bank, check, and then there's an investigation pending and stuff, you know.
But yeah, it's quite sad, man. I really hope that he gets his money back.
Today's stories are so sad.
You know, everything goes well.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, today's stories are like so sad.
Okay, fine. Let's brighten it up a bit.
Please.
Let's put some sunshine in the air. We are going to speak about Makhadzi.
Hey, Makhadzi, yo, I am fine. Then you're born.
Money does help.
Oh my gosh, wow, the beautiful Makhadzi has
you
worn...
can buy anything with money. even beauty these days. I'm joking. Makhadzi is a beautiful lady. I love her so much. Please, I'm joking.
I can't deal with you guys right now. Wow.
No, she's very beautiful, but money can buy you beauty. She's beautiful. No, she's beautiful.
She's gorgeous. I feel like she's gorgeous. Yeah. She actually won the Best New International Act Award, beating fellow South African Kimanki Tyler ICU.
Tyler ICU, yes.
Nigga. Oh, that's his name.
Simnig. Here, you know, it's clicking in my head now. Sorry.
But she actually won the award, and I'm actually so proud of her.
Look,
like,
Makhadzi's,
her story is something
Didi,
else.
Her
you know?
Story is one of a kind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From you, like, when I saw that Mashonisa story you guys wrote, Chesa, I was like, what? And then I, you know, actually played the podcast on MacG. I was like, what kind of a Mashonisa is this? Yeah. The Mashonisa of this day has money, man.
Like 30K.
What?
No, can you imagine the interest of that?
Cheap, wait, the BET Awards are, where are they? In LA? Are they in LA? Or, yeah, they in, my darling, it ain't cheap to go to.
But me, I doubt.
What kind of a Mashonisa is this?
I doubt you have Mashonisa. I'm sure, full of sympathy. Ay, come on.
And tell me, what's Mashonisa? No. Guys, it ain't cheap to go to LA. It ain't cheap to go to LA.
It's not like you. It's like with Lohamo Jews, we are more Devon.
No.
Hey, Sandra, my visa.
You know what I mean? It's not like you're going to Dubai. You're going to, you know, LA.
Guys, who said she was completely broke? Maybe not LA.
Everything is Mashonisa. Now I want to know this Mashonisa.
Mashonisa. Tumelu Terrence, I bought like 6,000.
Please, call Makhadzi, so link him up with Terrence so that Terrence can get his 6,000 rand back. Where's that Mashonisa from? No. Obviously, I'm thinking like 50K or something. Not less than that.
You think so?
And I imagine with interest.
I know. What?
I think with interest.
Because she said that BET only pays for the accommodation. She did say, but the flight, it ain't cheap, guys.
Right. And this is what Makhadzi had to say in her podcast and chill interview.
Hey, Niril, you had to borrow money to come here?
Yeah.
No way.
You know, I'm going through a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Are you for real?
You know, it's not a secret. Yeah. I was in the newspapers, whatever. I think last year somewhere. I don't know who sold me out.
Yeah.
I feel like these sort of things is like someone's going to spice you. And so
boom, boom, boom.
God tarnish that, you know. So every man that I get in my monthly, actually, I'm paying SARS. So I end up not having money for myself. So for me to get come here, I have to go to Mashoni Setushonami because of month end this month. No matter there is a BET or so they have to borrow money for me so I can have a business class and come here.
Because
beside everything, I must be a superstar that I am.
Of course.
You understand? So but because I believe in myself and my career, I'm like, let me just do everything and come here.
Her bank is now nice.
Yeah, now her bank. But imagine how much that's going to
getting
the Mashonisas.
Getting a BET, your price goes up.
Do you get money for it? I don't know. If they can't pay,
if you can't get money, that means...
No, for me, if BET can't pay for your flights...
No, but I mean, like now she performs. Like,
yeah, look, she has a show coming up in December, which I think for me... It reminds me of Brenda Fassie at Ellis Park. I don't know if you guys know Brenda Fassie at Ellis Park performing to that large crowd. I hope it's like that, you know, because it's been a while since we've had a woman of who makes that. Is that music pop? What is the music?
Afro pop.
You know, it's been a while since we've had a leading lady, a dancer, like a version of Beyonce in South Africa. Yeah. It's been a while, so I'm definitely going to that show.
I definitely am too because she's quite.
Mina ngifuna ukuba ku backstage.
Ufuna accreditation.
I want.
Moving on. Support people, please. Take out
to
your
mind. Actually, she wasn't the only person who got a BET, guys. Why le balang ngono mumwe?
Man,
Tyler received two BET awards.
We're happy for her at 20 Grammy. So now let's give Makhadzi.
I loved her performance. her performance was one of a kind. Like it was like, you know, Hakuna Matata, Africa vibes. I really did.
Guys.
I love the performance.
I mean, I wish.
Did you see her performance?
I wish you babes I could go beat.
Release music.
Has
been there.
Yeah.
Before. I mean, she was nominated.
I mean, her comeback has to come back.
I just wish she's focusing on her comeback. Sorry to like divert, but I hope babes is really focusing on her comeback because we need someone like her. True. I feel like there's still hope for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She was one of a kind.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, sambonge lu Tyler. I mean, Tyler, BET, Grammy.
Makhadzi,
what's next? I wonder if she will win at the American Music Awards.
I doubt. Because, I mean, the Americans, to Americans don't actually like her right now because of the commentary.
Guys, okay, I don't want to divert, but was anything wrong with that comment when she spoke to Charlemagne?
Not really. I mean...
Should she say... That's how she's described in South Africa, though. Why should she explain herself?
Fame.
I don't think Tyler did anything wrong.
I don't think so, too. Wow.
Okay, I'm sure. So, this is
no, call Makhadzi so that I know this Mashonisa, so I can hook myself up because, damn... That Mashonisa, I wonder how that Mashonisa's home looks. Oh,
yo, bro. Hey, text number. Yeah, like, Mashonisa.
I want to find a phone and text number. Lo Mashonisa, phone ID text number. Phone and into the payroll. Yeah, how much you get for the pay slip? That one must be hectic.
I'm gonna call it a wrap.
No, guys, how can you forget the Durban July happening on Saturday? You can't forget that. We are riding
Durban
with
July
the wave.
Durban July is happening this
weekend? It's happening
this weekend.
And we are riding with the wave. We are riding with the wave.
I'm very interested
and
to see the fashion.
No, Tebe. Celebrated 30 years.
Oh, wow.
New industry.
Yeah. Marateve's dancing. Hey, it's not Jiga Majiga.
Are
you
sure? Hey, but
I saw... No, I saw a video of him dancing at some Netflix event. My Lord.
I'm a dollar.
Time to retire. No, it's okay. Like, I respect Tebe. He's done a lot for the game, man. But it's to dance. It's a movie. Have you seen... I don't know if you guys watch WWE. He looks like Big Show's knees. I don't know if you've seen Big Show's knees. They can't move.
There's a Big Show.
You know, no, his knees are not moving. But anyway. Yeah. But Durban July happening. Can't wait to hear.
Can't wait.
What's going to happen there? Who's going to stay behind? Who's going to...
Will Makati be there? I'm sure he'll be at the
Makati will go to the machine.
She will...
Makati.
You know what?
I feel like she's going to be there. But I just wanted to add that in. The stories that come out of the Durban July are...
I hope she is. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to the fashion.
I love the theme, though. The theme this year is Ride the Wave.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see the color.
Please, ne? Let's get it la para...
Thing is, you know what I don't like about this theme? It's literally representing the government, the government, yeah, the GNU, Government of National Unity, because it's dominated by blue.
Oh please.
I'm joking. I'm playing. You know, it's a mood, you know. Blue is a mood these days.
But GNU. I have a word for the celebrities. Yeah. I hope they do listen to this. Please don't disappoint us. Like, y'all do absolutely nothing.
Please, we need content.
But, I don't know, but ride the wave. There's so much to do.
For example, yeah, like a dress with like not pearls, but like looking like you're dripping.
Okay, like Kim Kardashian, yeah, Met Gala.
Wet hair. You know,
I think we're going to see a lot of that. Plus, there's this new wig.
Glossy makeup.
I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok. I don't know if this person takes it off. Like, you know these weaves. What kind is this going on?
But yeah, we need that. Like,
I think also the color blue.
You know?
Like jean to jean.
There's so much to do. There's
yeah, you're right. I didn't actually think about it. It's just such a hot theme.
And apparently, Dira, when he went to the US, he was going there for shopping for Durban July.
Yeah. I wonder what he's going to wear. But Dira always kills. I can't wait to see Somizi, because Somizi last year put on... Was it last year where he changed like a million times?
Oh, yeah, it was last year.
It was last year. I love that. You know why? Because he created a moment. And that's one thing celebrities forget. You know, you need to create a moment. I mean, I was thinking of Zos Bini when she was... Just when they announced the new Miss Universe after her.
The black and white dress.
The black and white Khosa.
That's iconic.
We need that. You know, we need that. So, just wanted to mention that.
Please, invest in good makeup, invest in good hair, and invest in good dress.
And don't go to Mashonisa's.
But that's been it from us and the Chisel Pod.
We had a controversial figure.
I'm not controversial. Okay.
We'll see you soon.
My views are my own.
Wow.
And
discretion advised.
And does not represent the views of Chisel Life. Please.
Discretion advised. And that's been it for this edition of the Chisel Pod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on Ayana FM, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever you choose to get your podcasts on. You can also follow us on social media platforms at Chisel Live. I have been your host. Until next time, goodbye.